Welcome to the Friends Friday Fun Podcast. Enjoy fun and amusing ways to nurture relationships with insights on improving vision for a brighter future, expanding value with gained wisdom and increased vitality through legacy living. Live your best life now with our host, the dancing motivator, Penny Lee Prevost.
Well, thank you so much, Carl, for that amazing introduction, and welcome to Friends Friday Fun Podcast. Of course, you know, Friday is my special day to reach out and touch somebody's heart in a positive way. And today I actually have a friend of mine whose heart literally touched mine, because this lady is a longtime friend of mine. We just realized it's been over 10 years since we've been friends. And we actually became friends as a result of the Heart and Stroke Foundation. So I think that's a really cool connection that we already have. And Nicole LaBelle has been in the public service for over 42 years. She is now retired, but she did specialize in information management. And I thought it'd be quite interesting to have her on our podcast today, because our topic that we're talking about is communication. Now, Nicole has had many opportunities to exercise her expertise over the years in her public service career, but she was also a DJ at National Defense Radio Station so that she can learn how to speak English, because she was actually from Quebec and very, very French, and had to learn how to communicate in English and also how to move out of her comfort zone of being a shy teenager. She has also had the opportunity to make a difference in our community through the Women's Institute. And both her and I are members of the Russell Village Women's Institute. And she has been dancing with me in my Nia Technique practice for over 6 years. She's always been my sidekick and my cheerleader as I grew my practice. Now, this lady is also a very committed individual. She has been married to her husband for over 50 years come June. And she has 2 grown sons and 5 grandchildren. She is an amazing woman, and I am so grateful to call her my friend. And she's actually one of the first couples that came over for Friends Friday dinner when I started my Friends Friday movement many years ago. So I want to say welcome, Nicole, and thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to join me today.
Oh, thank you very much, Penny Lee, and I'm happy to be here.
I'm so happy you agreed to join me. I know that you've got lots of great wisdom, and that's one of the big parts of what I'm trying to do through the podcast, is recognize that our life experiences provide us with great wisdom, and that is meant to be shared with other people, because we only know what we know based on our experiences. And of course, everybody has different experiences. So I would love to find out a little bit more about your expertise in the information management world, and particularly communication. So tell me a little bit about your experience communicating with large organizations. How's that?
That's fine. It is. You're right. It is a big organization. The public service is a big organization. I had the opportunity and really blessed to have that opportunity to work on particularly special projects. I was asked because of my area of not only my expertise in information management, but my other background in working in the public service in many departments. Just to give you a little hint, as Penny Lee said, I was a DJ over at D&D up north. The reason why I did that is to learn English, because I had a very thick accent, like peanut butter in your mouth. It was very hard to communicate with other people, which, you know, in life, you got to learn to go on the other side and how to bridge yourself to the other side. So I did that. I learned a lot. I was asked to do a sports special because of the storm, and I was asked to do it again. I refused. I said, I don't know anything about sports. So to move on, in my career, I learned very quickly by working with research scientists how important communication is, because without it, everything else doesn't count. you know, you can collaborate this and that. You can do all sorts of wonderful things in your life. But if you can't communicate with the other individual or parties or a group of people, you're isolated and you're not seen as a friendly person.
Nicole, I want to stop you right there for a moment, because what came to mind most about what you just said is that I have been on the podcast talking about effective communication, communicating with one person, but you have an expertise of communicating with a group of people, which I think would be way more challenging.
It is, because when you have a big group, you have to learn to listen. You have to learn to listen first. If you don't listen, you don't get the information from the other side coming to you to relate back to them, because they need information as well from you. So, but in order for you to give that information, you have to learn to listen. So that's one of the lessons I learned. The way we learn to communicate is mentally, physically, orally, emotionally, and written. But most importantly that I learned is silent. To be silent, because when you're silent, you will learn from the other side, and you can use it as a tool for them to open up a little bit more, because you're listening to them. You watch how they're physically relating to you. And the first thing you look at is their face. That's important communication. If you look at their face, a lot of people don't smile. They don't want to smile. But if you learn to, you go in a room and you smile all the time, people will smile back to you.
Right.
And you learn to look at their smiles, because everybody has a special smile. Some smile with no smiling eyes. Some of them have smiling eyes and wide, wide open mouth like a little clown. So you know how to talk with them and communicate your ideas to them based on what you see.
Right.
And that is feedback. And also keep it simple. People like to use all these wonderful big words. Wow, how impressive. But simple words get your message across, and people relate to you better, because they don't think you're a snob.
I think you've mentioned that in our communications, our conversations, several times, because I am very creative and I have these amazing ideas and want to, I guess, make it sound snappy or fun or interesting, when realistically, not everybody thinks that way. And so it's better to keep it simple, like Friends Friday Fun, friends having fun on Friday, basically.
Right. Exactly.
Pretty simple. Yep. And so those people that are listening to our conversations are interested in exactly that, friends having fun. And how can we show them that they can have fun? Because number one, you need to learn how to make friends, and that can be a challenge for a lot of people too, right?
Exactly. So how do you do that?
And body language is a big part of communication. So simply a smile can make all the difference in approaching somebody.
Exactly. And I can give an example on that one.
I love it.
Every day I would go in this elevator. I used to work early in the morning. So this gentleman would always go in the elevator. He had no expression on his face. His body language was like, don't talk to me. This is too early in the morning. I haven't had my coffee. You know that type.
Okay.
So every morning I would go in and I'd smile and say, good morning. Next morning I would do the same. I would do this for about 2 weeks. One day he stopped. He says, are you always this happy and smiling in the morning? I said, yes, I'm a happy person. I thought, the day ahead of myself, I've got the things to do. I said, who cannot be happy? So the next day I get in and I was going to say, good morning, and smile. He says, good morning. And he smiled. And I'm going, wow, I just broke his bad habit.
Awesome. I love it. And you know what? I think sometimes that's what it is. It's to have feedback from somebody different than our own family members who see us all the time the same way, and having feedback. And then you realize, oh, maybe I should do something different. They don't necessarily hear it when it comes from somebody that's close to them.
Right. When I was speaking to a group, and I, you know, like an audience, sometimes I had 300 or 500 people in front of me. You had to kind of like try to relate to those people, you know. It's very hard. sometimes you get one some nasty person coming up with a question just to be mean about it, you know?
Yep.
You just take it with stride. You smile. That's very nice of you to ask that question. Because now you're portraying a communication style back to them saying, I'm friendly. You can be nice to me. I'll be nice to you if you're friendly, you know, nice to me.
I love it.
And the audience, they relate very quickly when you start doing that, because now they're friendly with you. And they will come up to you when I'm finished my speech. I would go down and the people would come up to me and say, I don't know how you did that with that person. I said, it's just a matter of going in a round circle and saying, look, this is the way I see things. I'm smiling. I want to be nice with you. Be nice with me.
Right.
So, you know, communication is more than just a written or, you know, all your wonderful tools that we have today compared to what I had. I was working with telex, and I'm sure most of you don't even know what a telex is. Look it up in a dictionary and you'll have a good laugh. Yeah, you have tools today, but a lot of people don't know how to communicate on those tools, and they don't realize how they're portraying themselves. If they only if they would see the other side of the person who's receiving it, that makes a big difference.
Absolutely. And so this is one of the things that my brother and I, Gary, talked about last week, because I had a situation recently where I was reaching out to somebody that worked for the people. And I messaged them to inquire about the possibility of doing a collaboration. And I did that by telephone. I called and asked, who would I speak to, right? So I left a message. And then I had posted on Facebook in the Limoges community group that I was looking for people to join me for an event I was doing coming up now. And I got a message from some random person, a private Facebook message to me, saying that they were interested to know more and if I could send them an email. And I sent them an email, and it was miscommunication because they were the official person that I was supposed to talk to when I called and left a message. So I was shocked because I thought, okay, I would have thought the person would have called me back directly, arranged for an email communication instead of sending me a private message on my personal Facebook page without any backstory as to how I knew her. I was just shocked, you know. Is there actually etiquette when it comes to communication? And probably that's a whole other episode I could do.
You're absolutely right. This is how I apply those ethics. You listen before you communicate. You respect the person's communicated information. And you respond in a civil manner. Those are three basic steps. And then after that is, if they're going to use one of the tools, let's just say I want to use your example because that's a perfect example, is when you have left a message and the person did an email, to me that is not a good protocol. And this is the way I do it. I always phone the person. I always discuss all what the pertinent information. Then I always do an email and I say, this is to confirm our discussion. And if there's anything in here that you feel or know that I've misinterpreted, because we all misunderstand things sometimes.
Absolutely.
And then you put your points down. And then I said, hopefully this is what you're looking for or whatever. And if there's anything else that you need, please don't hesitate to call me back. And I would need my name and telephone number and everything else that they would need. This way, you've talked to the person, you've got the vibes from them, because communication to me is so important when it's more physical than it is by tools.
Right. So
by listening, at least on a telephone, you may not physically hug them like I would do with you, Penny, but at least you have the voice, and a voice is very important. If you can tell by their tone, by their impatience, their snarkiness, their eruptness that they don't want to talk to you. So all of this comes out, you know, and so this way you are prepared to correspond better in communicating with them that way when you're listening to them.
I love it.
And then you confirm by your whatever tool, Instagram, Facebook, or whatever else that, you know, today there's so much I can't even give you the list of them. Oh, back to the Galaxy.
can't give you the list either. I have no idea. There's more and more every day. And it's so amazing, you know, that there are so many tools, but I think there is also a need for proper etiquette and respect for other people, especially in business. If you're in business, you want to make sure that you're portrayed the right way and so on. So thank you so much for sharing that. I'm so glad that we got to have a little bit of your insight and expertise shed here on our episode today. So thank you for that. And one of the things that we try and do to improve communication, because I believe it's really about having meaningful conversations and understanding people where they're at. And that's why the Positive Attitude Zone talk card questions are so valuable in any situation. As you know, before we dance, I now ask a question from the Positive Attitude Zone talk cards. I don't know about you. Do you find it interesting hearing everybody else's answer to that question?
Oh, I definitely do. And especially, this is another thing about communication. And those questions are really good because, and not only from my generation, but from the younger generation, like yourself and the younger ones, younger than yourself, maybe.
Yes.
and you'd be surprised that generation, the way they have information, they communicate it to you. You know, you're saying, oh my, what a way to express that idea or that experience or whatever. The generation after me, I find it very exciting. Because not that I'm my age that all the others are boring, but it gets to be a little bit stale, if you want to put it that way politely.
Yeah. And you know what? When we first met, I know we've had several conversations about how many of your friends were often younger friends. You always tried to learn from a younger generation, which that always stuck in my mind too. I was really excited that my nephew, Jacob, asked me if he could come on my episode. And I was so excited that he would even want to. And that got me thinking after we had our conversation that, you know what? I believe that all of the young people have wisdom already gained. They just don't realize it. And if they have an outlet in which they can share it, that would be helpful to all of us so that we can learn how to better interact with them too, you know? Yeah. So they're not just little people who are learning. Yeah. They are human beings who have wisdom that they are building upon.
And you, as an adult, you can help them grow on their communication skills. They're at the training level, right? We should, at our age, at least my age, and we should, are able to communicate at a level that, oh, they're saying that word, but you know, do you know you can say it this way too? So, you know, kids learn too. And they're going,
For sure.
So you share, you know, communication is a two-way street.
It sure is. I love it. Thank you so much. Now, Nicole, you're going to get to answer the question that was picked on our last episode. Gary and I had a conversation about communication, and the question he picked for you is from the blue category, self-esteem and values. And I have to tell you, this is one of the ones that when people pick it, they often want to give it back. And so when I picked it, I was like, whoa. So Nicole is going to get to answer this question. So what makes you sad and why?
I think it boils down to what we're discussing is that when I convey my ideas, communicate, sometimes it's having the miscommunication, the misunderstanding, and not having the opportunity to converse with the other person for where they're coming from, why they misunderstood me. Because I could have said one word that would upset them, and it wasn't meant deliberately. So then our relationship or our communication, whether it's business or not, it is kind of cooled off, and that saddens me. Whether, you know, I like people. I'm not an extrovert, but I do like people. It saddens me that I find people don't communicate as well as we could. And we misunderstand very quickly. That saddens me very much.
I have to agree with you there 100%. I think you hit the nail right on the head, because that makes me sad too. Our communication, it's not as effective as it used to be. For example, some of the things that we have had in place are now ignored. It's okay not to respond. I don't think it's okay to not respond, but because there's so much information coming at us from all different places, how can you stay on top of everything? I get it. I just think it's sad people do not respond.
Again, it comes back to what I said earlier, communication. Like, you know, I don't have Facebook. I don't have it.
I know that.
To me, the tools that we have today, like I will go to the phone. I don't carry that phone with me everywhere I go. Like, I like to have, like when I go to the ladies' restroom, I like to be private. If I'm in the kitchen doing cooking, I don't have the phone hung around my neck, you know?
Yeah.
And when I was younger, we had phones on the wall, and we didn't go taking it off the wall and running around with a string on it. You learn there's a time to communicate on the tools, and there's a time for yourself, which you have to have, because you need some sanity in your life.
Perfect. I love it. So thank you for that. And then now you get to pick a question. So give me a number.
3.
All right. From the green category, the creative thinking category, if you could trade places with someone for one day, who would it be? That's a really interesting question, isn't it?
It is.
And of course, that's for our next episode, which will be my business partner, Liz M. Raymond, and she's going to answer that question for us on our next episode. Finally, this is all about having fun, right? Like getting together for potluck dinners with friends and doing book clubs with friends on Friday and so many different things that we can do. I actually send out a card on Fridays to somebody that I'm thinking about, and I'm always so touched to find out that it landed at the perfect time because they were feeling down about something or something happened in their life and my card landed at the right time. So that's always fun. It fills up my emotional tank. So you have brought us a joke or something that we can laugh about, I hope.
Oh, yes. It's not a joke. I don't do much in jokes. I'm very awkward in that area.
That's okay.
But I will tell you something funny. Now, I was 19, and I'd come here to Ottawa and with my broken English. I'm still learning English, and I ended up working for a bunch of research scientists from Europe, like Germany, Scotland, England, Greece, you know, all that group. So they all had their dialects and all their little funny Englishes. And, of course, with me, with my funny English. But my boss was from England. One day he says, oh, what a day. He says, that tail is wagging the dog. And I'm going, oh, and being so French, and I take words so literally, because to me, English is like crayons, colored crayons, right?
Yeah.
I can just see the dog wagging, but don't just the tail wag, not the dog. He's starting to laugh. He says, it's an expression, because it's yes, that only the tail wags, but when you have the dog wagging and that somebody is holding onto the tail where they shouldn't be. So he explained it to me. Well, you know, in life, you learn all these funny expressions. We have some in French, too, but oh, the English have another one. I was doing something, and there was the word there. Now, in English, you have 3 of them. I said, how come you guys got 3 of them? What is so important about the 3 of them? You know, like, there. Wow, I'm impressed. Well, then, of course, they told me what it is. But I'm going, you talk about French being awkward and all this stuff. You guys are too, you know. You got your own expressions. But, you know, in life you learn all these things and you laugh at yourself, because that is part of communication.
Very true. You got to laugh at yourself. And, you know, it's so interesting because English does have multiple uses for the same word. And that's one of the things that Mary talked about, is also the order in which you place the words can have a different meaning. So yeah, we can definitely get confused easily and embarrass ourselves when we don't have the right format and the right words in place, right?
Yeah.
So any final words about communication, about the art of communication?
Well, like I said, listen, keep it simple and be polite, you know, etiquette. observe your the ways the person is communicating with you so you can adapt the communication to that person. And, you know, respect their opinion in communicating to you. Because if you want respect, you got to respect the other side.
Yep.
So exactly. That's what I feel.
Fantastic. Thank you for that great summary and all of those amazing tips on communication. Really appreciate it. And thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for being my friend. I've learned a lot from you. I really appreciate having the opportunity that we did become friends so many years ago.
And I've learned a lot from you, and I love being your friend.
Awesome. All right. So if I was with you in person, I'd give you a big hug. But unfortunately, we are each in our own place. And so thank you again. And I want to thank all of my listeners for taking the time out to join us. And to wrap up your week, remember on Friday to touch somebody's heart in a positive way. Thanks so much. Have a great day, everyone. And bye for now.
Thanks for winding down your week with our Friends Friday Fun Podcast. Penny Lee is looking to make 1 million friends worldwide. To join her newfound friend fans, fire off an email to hello@pennyleeprevost.com or kick off your shoes and visit the Dancing Motivator Facebook page and drop by her website for more fun ways to live your best life now.